Debug the hive, kick back, clear your mind.
A $230 hardware accessory for a developer AI tool made headlines this week. Hi, I'm Alex Morgan. Welcome to Debug the Hype, July 18th, 2026. Quick note, this podcast is independent and not affiliated with or endorsed by GitHub. This week, the Volt agent AwesomeDesign.md index exploded, picking up roughly 950 stars per day. It's an organized collection of Design.md analyses from big brand systems, and the neat trick is practical. Drop one of these design documents into your repo and let coding agents generate a matching UI. For teams trying to keep brand parity across auto-generated interfaces, this makes design tokens and component intent machine-readable. Watch it if you want agents that follow your design language. This week, the Agency Agents project by M.S. Sitarzewski accelerated, adding about 477 stars a day. The README calls it a complete AI agency at your fingertips, and the repo ships discrete agent personas, front-end wizards, community ninjas, reality checkers, each with a process and deliverable so you can compose multi-agent workflows. If you're prototyping role-based automation, this could shortcut building specialized prompts and orchestration logic. This week, Google's Gemini CLI gained roughly 230 stars a day as more people experiment with Gemini straight from the terminal. It surfaces Gemini as an interactive agent you can script and chain, which lowers the friction for integrating conversational AI into developer workflows and CI tasks. If you prefer experimenting in a shell instead of a UI, this makes rapid iteration feel a lot more natural. This week's spec kit saw a meaningful adoption bump, pulling in roughly 370 stars per day and crossing about 122,000 stars overall. At its core, the project is self-described as an open-source toolkit for building high-quality software with any AI coding agent. Its README puts the ambition bluntly: define what to build before building it. That line is the news hook. A spec-first approach just went mainstream enough to register as a trending adoption signal. The first beat is adoption and surface value. The repo's fork count climbed as well, with roughly 10,900 forks showing people are copying the templates into real workflows, not just starring from the sidelines. That level of copying suggests teams are experimenting with concrete spec artifacts, templates, checklists, and verification harnesses, rather than treating specs as optional documentation. The second beat is architecture and how it actually changes the agent loop. SpecKit packages a spec-driven process. Authors write precise, machine-checkable specs, then feed those into any AI coding agent, which uses the spec as a constraint and an acceptance test. That pattern flips the usual ask the model and hope loop into a pipeline, where the model produces code against a formal contract and automated checks validate the output. Practically, that reduces hallucination-driven rework because the spec and tests become the single source of truth the agent must satisfy. One clear trade-off is upfront cost. Teams spend time drafting runnable specs, but the payoff is fewer blind review cycles and more predictable agent output.
A community reaction that popped up in the issue threads this week summed it up. Contributors are calling the spec templates a practical guardrail for agent-generated code. That reaction matters because it shows adopters value process more than novelty. They're not just chasing tooling, they want repeatable workflows. The final beat is integration and decision framing for builders. Use SpecKit when your project needs repeatability and auditability from AI-generated code. For example, services with compliance requirements or libraries where interface contracts matter. Don't reach for it when you need ultra-fast exploration. Spec first slows the earliest prototyping iteration. Given the recent surge, expect more adopters to appear that wire spec templates into CI and code review bots, which will make spec-based gating a standard part of AI-assisted pipelines. For teams, the practical next step is simple. Treat the spec as testable code and integrate those checks into your pull request flow. As spec kit adoption accelerates, teams that bake specs into their CI will get consistent, auditable agent output faster than teams that treat models as glorified pair programmers.
If you want reliable agent-generated code, invest in spec tooling and treat the spec as production artifacts. It pays off as adoption accelerates. Thanks for listening. I'm Alex Morgan from Debug the Hype.
Debug the Hype. Where the builders talk it through. Oh yeah. From the glitch to the glow. Every line, every clue. Debug the Hype. Tune in, take that ride.